Welcome back, everyone, to The Deep Dive. So today we're taking a deep dive into something I know a lot of you are super interested in, and that's the stresses of adoptive parents.
Yeah.
We're going to be looking at this through the lens of a 2015 study from Parenting, Science and Practice.
Okay.
It's called Parenting Stress, the Roles of Attachment States of Mind and Parenting Alliance in the Context of Adoption.
Interesting.
Now, rather than just asking a question like, do adoptive parents experience more stress?
Yeah.
We're really going to try and dig into some of the hidden factors that can make parenting easier or harder
right.
for any parent, actually.
Yeah, that's right. This study is really fascinating because it looks at how these experiences from our own childhoods and how the relationship between the parents can actually have a big impact on how that whole parenting journey goes.
Exactly. So let's start off by acknowledging that adoption, it often comes with its own unique set of challenges, right?
Yeah.
But now here's the thing. You might be surprised to hear that past research has actually been a little mixed on whether or not adoptive parents report actually having higher levels of stress overall.
All right. It's not a guarantee.
Yeah.
But this study really focuses on the fact that stress is definitely a significant thing in adoption.
Okay.
And one thing I found really interesting about it is they didn't just rely on people's self-reporting of their stress levels.
Oh, wow.
They used these really specific questionnaires and assessments to really understand the nuances of stress in these families.
They were getting down into the nitty-gritty.
Exactly. And so what they found was adoptive parents face this additional challenge of having to develop that secure attachment bond with a child who may have already experienced trauma or neglect in their early life.
And to make matters even more complex, all but one of the children in this study had lived in an institutional setting before being adopted.
Yeah. That's a really important point.
Yeah.
It kind of highlights why they focus so much on the things going on within the adoptive family.
Within the family dynamic.
Exactly.
So this leads us to this fascinating concept of attachment states of mind. And it's this idea that the way we were parented actually can have a huge ripple effect on how we parent our own children.
It really does. It's like this blueprint from our past
wow.
that influences everything, how we view relationships, how we respond to our children's needs.
Yeah. And this study looked at four main categories of attachment styles.
Okay.
We've got secure, insecure dismissing, insecure enmeshed, and then unresolved disorganized.
Yay.
So let's unpack these a little bit, starting with secure. What does that look like?
Well, generally, the people in the secure group had these really supportive, loving childhoods.
Okay.
And that seems to lead to this more balanced approach to parenting.
That makes sense.
They're pretty comfortable with a range of emotions, both in themselves and their kids.
So it's almost like passing on the torch, right?
Yeah, you could say that.
You had a good experience, so you can do the same for your kids. Okay. Now, what about insecure dismissing? What does that one look like?
So this is where we start to see people who might downplay the importance of relationships.
Interesting.
Or they have a harder time connecting on that emotional level.
Okay.
It can be really difficult for them to fully tune in to their kids' emotional needs.
Yeah.
Imagine a parent struggling to comfort their child who's crying.
Right.
Maybe they're just dismissing those needs.
Yeah.
Saying, oh, they're just being dramatic.
Oh, wow.
That could be a sign of this insecure dismissing style.
So they're almost like subconsciously repeating these patterns.
Yeah.
Even if they don't want to.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay, so moving on then to insecure enmeshed. What's that like?
So here we see parents who are maybe super involved.
Okay.
Maybe even overly involved with their children. They might struggle with setting boundaries.
Okay.
Often they have really good intentions.
Right.
But it ends up creating some problems in the parent-child relationship.
So they're almost like too close?
Yeah, too intertwined.
Yeah.
Possibly because that's what they experienced growing up.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, and then we get to this final category, unresolved, disorganized, and this one feels a little bit heavier.
Yeah, absolutely. Individuals in this category might have experienced some pretty serious trauma or loss in their own lives that they haven't really fully dealt with. And then that can show up in a lot of unexpected and sometimes challenging ways when they become parents.
I'm really curious about this.
Yeah.
In your work with families, how often do you see one partner who has more of a secure attachment style?
Right.
And the other one is dealing with one of these insecure styles.
Yeah.
Does that create tension in that parenting relationship?
That's such a good question. And it's something I see pretty often in my practice. It definitely adds a layer of complexity to the whole relationship. But what's really interesting is that even when you have partners who come from these different attachment styles, they can still build this really strong, supportive parenting alliance.
Okay.
It just takes a little more work.
Makes sense.
More communication, more intentionality.
So it's not a hopeless situation.
Not at all.
If you realize you and your partner are coming from different places.
Exactly.
Okay. So you were about to tell us about this key finding with the unresolved disorganized attachment style.
Right. So this study found that it was actually this specific attachment style,
okay,
more than just general insecurity, that predicted higher levels of parenting stress.
So it's not just any baggage.
Yeah.
It's that baggage that's like been shoved in the back of the closet and never really dealt with.
Exactly. And the researchers found that this was especially true when it came to stress specifically related to interactions with the kids.
Oh, that makes sense.
Right. Think about it. If you're already having trouble regulating your own emotions,
mm-hmm,
because of something that happened in your past,
yeah,
it's going to be that much harder to stay calm and present when your kid is melting down.
Right.
Especially if their behavior is kind of triggering those old wounds.
It's like you're always walking on eggshells, afraid that anything could set off this whole chain reaction.
Right.
I'm really starting to see now why the study focused so much on that parenting alliance.
Mm-hmm.
Like having a supportive partner in those moments,
yeah,
must feel like a lifeline.
It absolutely is. And that's where the second big focus of the study comes in.
Okay.
The power of partnership.
Yeah, okay.
So they looked at this thing called parenting alliance, which is basically the level of trust, communication, and shared responsibility that exists between the parents.
So it's not just about the individual parent.
Right.
It's how well they're functioning as a team.
Exactly. And here's the good news. The study actually found that a strong parenting alliance can help to reduce parenting stress.
Okay. That makes sense. But it's great to see the research back it up.
Exactly.
Now, here's where it gets interesting for me.
Okay.
The study found that this stress-reducing effect,
yeah,
of a strong parenting alliance, it was especially strong for mothers.
Yes.
Now, I know we're going to dive into that a little bit later.
We are.
But before we do,
okay,
can you give me an example of what a strong parenting alliance actually looks like in action?
Sure. So imagine you're a mom and you're feeling totally overwhelmed and on edge.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe your kid's having a tantrum, or maybe you're just having a rough day.
Happens to the best of us.
Totally. A strong parenting alliance means that you have a partner who's not just going to step in and help.
Okay.
But they also get where you're coming from emotionally.
So they understand you.
They know how to support you, how to give you a break when you need it,
yeah,
and how to just remind you that you're not in this alone.
You're a team.
Exactly. And that feeling of teamwork can honestly make all the difference.
When you're feeling stressed.
Especially when you're stressed.
Yeah. Okay. So it's about more than just dividing up the chores.
Yeah.
It's about a deeper level of emotional support and understanding.
Exactly. And you know, one of the things I think is so cool about this study,
yeah,
is that it really challenges us to think beyond labels and generalizations.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it'd be easy to just assume that all adoptive parents have tons of stress.
Right.
Or that all parents who have this unresolved trauma are going to struggle.
Right.
But this study reminds us that everyone is different.
Yeah.
Parenting stress, it's this super complicated thing shaped by all these different factors.
Right.
And it's just important that we don't make assumptions about any group of parents.
It's about looking at the individual.
Yeah.
The couple, the unique circumstances.
Absolutely. Whether you're an adoptive parent, a biological parent, a single parent, a grandparent raising a kid,
mm-hmm,
we all bring our own experiences and challenges to the table.
It's like we're all carrying around these suitcases filled with stuff from our past.
I love that analogy.
Suitcases full of childhood experiences.
Yeah.
Maybe some newer luggage from our adult relationships.
Right.
And hey, let's not forget those carry-on bags.
Yeah.
Crammed full of societal expectations.
That's a good one.
No wonder parenting can feel like a roller coaster sometimes.
It's a lot to juggle.
It really is. So given all this baggage we're carrying around,
yeah,
what advice do you have for parents who are feeling overwhelmed by stress?
Well, the first thing I'd say is be kind to yourself.
Okay.
Parenting is tough no matter what.
Yeah.
And there's no shame in admitting you're struggling.
It's so easy to feel that pressure, though.
I know.
To pretend everything is perfect.
It is. And that just adds to the stress.
It does. Which is why having that support system is so important.
It really is. Whether it's your partner, your family, your friends, a therapist,
mm-hmm,
having people you can talk to and rely on makes a huge difference.
And even if you don't have a partner,
right,
it doesn't mean you're doomed to be stressed.
Not at all. There are so many other sources of support.
Yeah, like what?
support groups, community resources, online forums.
Okay.
There are so many ways to connect with people who get it.
Like building your own village.
Exactly.
And speaking of self-care, that's not just a buzzword, right?
No, it's not.
It's actually vital for managing stress.
Absolutely. Especially as a parent.
Hey.
Taking time for things you enjoy that help you recharge, it's not selfish.
Right.
It's essential.
It's like that oxygen mask on an airplane.
Exactly.
They got to put yours on first before you can help anyone else.
Right.
Okay. So we've talked about support systems and self-care.
Mm-hmm.
But what about that unresolved attachment stuff we were talking about earlier?
Yeah.
Is there anything parents can do to address that?
That's where therapy can be really helpful.
Okay.
A good therapist can help you work through past trauma,
right,
develop those healthier coping mechanisms, and that can have a huge impact on your parenting.
So it's not just individual therapy.
No.
Couples therapy can help too.
Absolutely. Working with a therapist together
can
help you communicate better, resolve conflict, and just present a more unified front as parents.
That makes sense.
And that can make the whole thing feel less overwhelming.
Less stressful.
Yeah, and more like a true partnership.
So it's like you're on the same team. Rowing in the same direction.
Exactly.
Even when the waters get a little choppy.
I like that. And, you know, even if you're not feeling super stressed right now,
okay,
I think this study still has some good stuff for you.
Like what?
Well, it encourages us to think about our own attachment styles
and
how they might be influencing our parenting.
Mm-hmm.
It challenges us to look at our relationships and how they might be adding to or helping us with stress.
So it's almost like an invitation to be more mindful, more deliberate about the whole parenting thing.
I love that. And at the end of the day, it's just a reminder that parenting is a lifelong journey.
Yeah.
There's always room to grow, to learn, to get support and make changes.
So it's not about if you're going to face challenges as a parent.
Right.
It's about how you face them.
Exactly.
With what kind of mindset and with who in your corner.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
You know, thinking back on all of this, this deep dive hasn't really just been about the stresses of parenting. Mm-hmm. It's also been about celebrating the strength and resilience that parents show up with every single day.
That's such a good point. And honestly, what's so inspiring is that amidst all these challenges that the study talks about, it also kind of accidentally highlights this amazing resilience of the human spirit.
Resilience?
That's interesting.
Yeah, it really does make you wonder what that resilience actually looks like day to day.
Yeah, like how do you actually put it into practice?
Well, I think for one, it's about having the courage to ask for help when you need it, being willing to, you know, unpack your own baggage, all those emotional suitcases, and really work through those tough feelings.
So resilience isn't about pretending everything's okay.
No.
It's about being real about the struggle.
Exactly.
And then reaching out for support.
Absolutely. And it's about, you know, really nurturing those strong support systems, those relationships that can help you through the tough times.
That makes sense. And then don't forget about advocating for yourself and your family, both at home and out in the community.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
It's not just about being resilient on your own.
Right.
It's about building that resilience as a family and then pushing for change in the bigger picture.
Exactly. Resilience is like a muscle you build.
Okay.
It's not something you're just born with.
You have to work at it.
It takes effort. It takes perseverance.
Yeah.
It takes a willingness to learn and grow.
So it's not about if you're going to face challenges.
Right.
It's more about how you're going to face them.
Yeah.
And with who.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
You know, it's interesting.
Yeah.
We've talked about the individual parent.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about the dynamics of the couple.
Right.
But the study also kind of hinted at these bigger societal factors at play.
It did.
Like how mothers seem to benefit more from a strong parenting alliance.
Yeah.
Maybe because of all the expectations and pressure they face.
Exactly.
So what can we do about that?
Well, that's a great question. It's a big one, too.
Yeah.
I think it starts with awareness.
Okay.
Just recognizing that these expectations exist that put so much on mothers.
Right.
It's about challenging those old gender stereotypes and trying to create a more balanced division of labor within families.
Yeah. Pushing for equality.
Exactly. And I think it goes beyond individual families, too.
Okay.
It's also about advocating for policies that actually support all parents, regardless of gender or family structure.
So things like paid parental leave.
Yeah.
Affordable child care.
Absolutely.
flexible work arrangements.
All of that can make a huge difference in reducing stress and helping families thrive.
So it's not enough to just focus on the individual.
No.
Or even just the couple.
Right.
We have to look at the bigger picture.
We do.
Really the societal context.
Yes. If we really want to make things better for families, we got to look at the whole system.
It takes a village.
It really does. And it's up to all of us to create a village that's strong and supportive for everyone.
You know, we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
We've talked about attachment styles, parenting alliances, self-care, societal change.
Mm-hmm.
Parenting stress is complicated.
It is.
But I have to say, I'm not leaving this conversation feeling overwhelmed.
Okay.
I'm actually feeling hopeful.
That's great.
Like, if we can understand these different factors,
yeah,
build resilience and support each other,
mm-hmm,
we can make things better for families.
Absolutely. We can create a world where they can really thrive.
That's a beautiful thought. You know what's really inspiring?
What's that?
Is that in the midst of all these challenges,
yeah,
this study also reveals something really powerful.
What's that?
Resilience. The ability to bounce back from tough times.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is. It makes you wonder, what does that resilience actually look like in everyday life?
That's a great question.
Because despite the trauma, the relationship struggles, societal pressure.
It's a lot.
So many parents are not only surviving,
right,
they're thriving.
They are. And that's something to celebrate.
It really is. Well, this has been an incredible conversation.
It is.
Thank you so much for joining us on The Deep Dive.
My pleasure.
We hope this deep dive into the complexities of parenting stress and the incredible resilience of parents,
mm-hmm,
has given you some valuable insights.
Yeah.
And maybe even a renewed sense of hope.
Absolutely.
And determination for your own parenting journey.
You got this.
And remember, if you want to explore any of these ideas further, don't hesitate to reach out. We're here to support you. Until next time, happy parenting.